Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, then what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? You're welcome to Enrich Podcast, a podcast that is all about enriching you in every possible way. I am your host, Oluchi Ajogu, and a very big welcome to you if this is your first time, and a very big welcome back if you're returning. Excitedly, this is the second season and the second episode. This month, we'll be looking at discipline. In the last episode, we looked at the meaning of discipline. We got to understand what discipline means and its values. You know, as people aiming to grow in every aspect of our lives, it is very important that we welcome the word discipline. Yes, it might feel and look like an ugly word, something that people don't really like, but if you want to grow, you have to come to a place where you welcome this word and just start loving it, whether or not it's sweet. Yes, so it is very important that we welcome the word because it enables growth. And if you have not listened to that episode, please do. Yes, you can listen to it after this one. Today, we'll be looking at a type of discipline. There are different types of discipline, but today we'll be looking at the Father's discipline. Let us pray before we get into it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to learn of you and to hear from you. Lord, we ask that you help us understand what it means to discipline a child. Help us understand your discipline and help us to regard it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, when I prayed for God to help us understand what it means to discipline a child, I wasn't praying for your children or, you know, I was praying for God to help you understand what it means for him as a father to discipline you as a child, for him as a father to discipline me as a child. So please don't get it wrong. Now, the Father's discipline. When we give our lives to God, when you give your life to God, you know, you go through an adoption process. Yes, a process that registers you into another kingdom, which is the kingdom of God. And when you do this, God becomes your father because God is the father of all things that exist in his kingdom. He becomes your father and you become his child. And when you become his child, he starts playing the role of a parent in your life. On earth here, good parents want the best for their children. They train their children to know what is right and to go after those things. They train you to know how to go after those things. Now, if God is your father, if you call God your father, I call God my father, and if you call God your father, then you must be very conscious because that alone enables God to take the place of a father in your life. And when he takes the place of a father in your life, he starts to raise you as his own child, as his own son. And there are different responsibilities a father takes. There are different duties assigned to a father. But primarily, a father plays three major roles. A father protects, he provides, and he disciplines. Yes. So when you call God your father, you are consenting to his provision, his protection, and his discipline. But the thing is, most times we just want his protection. I want to be protected. We want to be safe. You want to be safe from all evil and from all harm. Perfect. You also want provision. You want divine provision. You don't want to lack. Perfect. God provides for his children. He protects his children. But the other one, the last one, is something we don't really like. We don't really want, because that is discipline. Now, God also disciplines his children as a father does. Let me tell you what discipline is and what discipline is not. Follow me to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 12, 6 to 13. Hebrews 12, 6 to 13, it says, "It is the child he loves that he disciplines. The child he embraces, he also corrects. God is educating you. That is why you must never drop out. He is treating you as their children. The trouble you're in isn't punishment. It is training. The normal experience of children. Only irresponsible parents leave children to fend for themselves. Would you prefer an irresponsible God? We respect our own parents for training and not spoiling us. So why not embrace God's training so we can truly live? While we were children, our parents did what seemed best to them. But God is doing what is best for us, training us to live God's holy best. At the time, discipline isn't much fun. It always feels like it's going against the grain. Later, of course, it pays off handsomely, for it is the well-trained who find themselves mature in their relationship with God. So don't sit around on your hands. No more dragging off your feet. Clear the path for long-distance runners so no one will trip and fall, so no one will step in a hole and sprain an ankle. Help each other out and run for it." Now, this passage of the Bible has a lot in it. From it, we can pick the meaning of discipline. We can pick what discipline is and what discipline is not. From here, we find, especially from verse 7 that we just read, we find discipline to be training. Discipline is God's training, the training God gives to His children, the treatment God gives to His their children. God lovingly disciplines His children to train them to become champions. Discipline is training, and discipline is not punishment. I want you to know that whatever trouble you're in right now, whatever it is you're facing, is not punishment. That difficulty you're facing is not punishment. God does not use hardship as a way to get even. No, He's not that kind of God. His discipline is not the sentence for your sin, but His way of drawing you back to Himself. Yes, God regards you as His child. So don't disrespect or disregard His discipline. His discipline is there to train you, to shape you, to mold you to be who He wants you to be. Exactly who He wants you to be. And who He wants you to be is the best version of yourself. So don't be crushed by it either. Proverbs 13 verse 1 says, "Foolish children hate discipline." Ah, may God help us not to be foolish children. Discipline is often bitter. I don't think discipline is ever sweet to anyone. Discipline is often bitter, but that is what shapes us. And the propelling force or the motivation of God's discipline is love. He disciplines from a place of love and not from a place of hatred or wickedness. The Father's discipline is one of love, and He disciplines the one He loves. He deals with us as sons. And if you are without discipline, then you are an illegitimate child. You are not a legitimate child of God. So as we respect our earthly fathers when they discipline us, let us also respect God, because God knows so much more than our earthly fathers. You know, sometimes we don't see the reason for the Father's discipline and we disregard His discipline. And sometimes we allow God's discipline to push us away from Him. The Father's discipline may come in different ways, ways that I might not even be able to explain, because He is the Father and He knows how best to discipline His children. But I just want you to know that the Father uses discipline to bring us back to Him. Yes, when your focus is shifting, He uses discipline to bring you back to Himself. Maybe by a loud test that you may go through. Sometimes you may be doing something good. You might be doing something right in His name, but He still allows certain things come to you, certain things to happen to you. That's not because He doesn't love you, but because you might be doing good things but neglecting to spend time with Him. So let's not misunderstand the Father's discipline. Let us also not mistake Satan's wickedness for the father's discipline. Satan's wickedness in no way should pose as God's discipline. God is not a wicked God, and he has no trace of wickedness. All trace of wickedness comes from the devil. The father's discipline trains, and that is the major difference. But the devil comes to tempt and try you. The father's discipline shifts your focus to God and helps you grow in holiness. His discipline produces peaceful fruit of righteousness. It reassures you of his love. Yes, it enables your maturity in relationship with him. You just see that you are growing in the things of God. That's what the father's discipline does. The father's discipline begins exactly when you give your life to Jesus, when you become born again. His discipline comes to guide and to correct you. All discipline seems difficult from the beginning, but whatever is not pointing to any of the above mentioned, any of the things I mentioned, then that is not the father's discipline. The father's discipline is original, and the devil always comes with a fake copy. So whatever is not from God is from the devil, trying to keep you in suffering and wickedness. So be mindful, because the devil is a copycat, yes, and he's an expert in presenting fake things to God's people in an attempt to fool them. He always comes to fool God's people. Don't be fooled. Don't allow the devil deceive you. Lord, we ask for the grace to know the Father's discipline and to regard it. Reject every facade from the devil, and we thank you for the privilege to be your children and to be trained by you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. In the next episode, we'll be looking at the discipline left for us as humans. The Father disciplines us, yes, but we also have our own role to play in being disciplined people. Please share this podcast with your family, your friends. Let someone know of this episode. Yes, please don't keep it to yourself. Please share with someone. Share this podcast. And if you haven't already, you can follow us on Instagram at @enrich_podcast. If you have questions or suggestions you would love to share, please send them to enrichpodcast1@gmail.com. Stay tuned, share this podcast, and stay blessed.